You are listening to Aldrin Sampier on SAFM.
It is 15 minutes before 5 o'clock. In conversation next with Lwazi Khoza, who's the spokesperson for the Ministry of Transport, in an investigation into the tragic Pongola accident in KZN that killed 20 people, 18 of them being children from the age of between 5 and 13, has found that the truck driver was at fault. The Road Traffic Management Corporation led the probe after the truck collided with the buggy ferrying school learners on Friday last week. To tell us more about the outcomes of the report, Lwazi Khoza now joining us on the line. Lwazi, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So what is it that the investigation found?
Good afternoon, Aldrin, and good afternoon to the listeners of SAFM as well. So currently, as it stands, the preliminary report was able to dictate to us that what they found was that the driver was basically driving on an oncoming traffic lane at a speed that is above the speed limit, because it was a rural road and that rural road speed limit is at 80 kilometers per hour. The driver was driving at a speed of above 100. If you are able, well, a lot of people would be referring to the video as a form of reference, but we do see that the truck, the buggy that was carrying the children did even veer off from its lane onto the yellow lane to try and prevent a collision that then took place, just to show that the truck driver was adamant on remaining in the lane of the oncoming drivers. If you look, so what the report also does say to us is that the truck driver was driving on that opposite lane for a distance of about 1.2 kilometers. So from a distance where you do see the videos, and in the report it does state that a lot of the cars that were on the lane that are coming from Pongolo town out of the area, as opposed to the truck that was in driving southbound, you then do see that a lot of the cars were actually pushed off from their lane to make way for this truck driver, who just continuously for a distance of about 1.2 kilometers occupied the lane of oncoming traffic.
And were the investigators able to speak to the company that owns the truck and the truck driver?
At this particular point in time, the truck driver is in custody, and those matters are, because it's sub judice and the truck driver has not yet undergone trial, those conversations are still classified. It's still classified information.
And then the issue around the scholar transport itself, because this is a buggy that we're speaking about. I'm not too sure how many children were in that buggy, but is this acceptable scholar transport?
At no point is it acceptable, Aldrin. According to the National Learner Transport Policy, it does state that children are to be transported in what is referred to in the policy as a school bus. So any form of transport where children can sit comfortably but also have a safety belt that is allocated to each pupil in the car. So that comes in the form of an actual school bus, a midi bus or a mini bus. So the form of transport that was utilized on that particular incident on that day was equally not one that was complying to what it is that government regulates as learner transport that is permissible.
So what steps will be taken against, I don't know if that scholar transport is part of a company as well, but also considering that this is the accident happened, September. Chances are that this is the transport that children are used to. So it also speaks to an issue around enforcement.
Yes. Well, there are going to be added efforts from the Department of Transport in KwaZulu-Natal as well as the Department of Education in KwaZulu-Natal to ensure that, one, they are able to monitor the quality of transport that children have access to. But where the need arises, then the department should seek ways in which they would be able to provide that transport themselves or subsidize a credible service provider to ensure that children are safe and unharmed and do not find ourselves in such a similar situation.
Do we know why this transport driver or the scholar transport driver was able to operate even though the children are being picked up from a school?
If you're looking at the current, if you're looking at the area that it operates in, the school did not regulate and did not necessarily put into force the rules that are permissible in terms of what it is that they could utilize to transport the learners within the school. So we are working alongside with the school as well to ensure the schools that were affected to ensure that, one, they do have access to to learn a transport that is permissible, but two, that they do not fall prey to people who are going to just offer whatever mode of transport that is around and available in the area. So we are trying to enforce that where government can intervene at this particular point in time from a DOT and a Department of Basic Education angle in the province, they are going to be added efforts to ensure that they are not entrepreneurs seeking to make business off the lives of school children.
And on the company that owns the truck, one of the issues that has been raised by our listeners and some in the trucking industry as well is that the pressure seems to come from the company owners, because you have a situation where you have the truck drivers, for instance, having to do at least 3 loads a day without resting, without because if they don't do the 3 loads a day, they don't get their income, they won't be paid.
So the labor regulation and the labor laws anchored around the freight and trucking industry are very stern, and this is why there was an IMC that was founded by the president that is chaired currently by Minister Tulasi Mlesi, and that IMC basically has the Department of Transport, the Department of Labor, Police, as well as Home Affairs, because we're aware also that some of the truck drivers are exploited by their companies by virtue of them being undocumented foreigners in the country. So they therefore have a window to exploit those individuals. So we are then basically looking into how it is that we could tighten up the regulation within the industry to ensure that the work conditions that truck drivers are basically exposed to is not one that puts their lives and the lives of others at risk, because we're aware that the roads are merely an outlet of weight, is that the damage then takes place and the carnage then takes place. However, there's great fault and flaw potentially within the industry itself, and how it is that they are flaunting labor laws, because we are even aware of the fact that some of them do not even pay salaries. They pay, as you're saying, they pay based on a load. And the classification of a truck driver is a semi-skilled laborer. So that individual ought to qualify for UIF, ought to qualify for benefits from that trucking industry. And we're aware that a lot of them do not have such access. So we are working alongside the Department of Labor to ensure that all the work that needs to be put in place to put pressure on the industry to comply according to labor regulation, all that work is being done.
Yeah. Could this also then be one of the reasons why in the trucking industry especially, you see freight organizations or companies opting for foreign national drivers?
No, definitely, Aldrin. And this was a challenge that we had faced in the season around June. I'm sure you were aware that there was blockages of roads within national roads, particularly the N3, where a lot of drivers were complaining that the trucking industry has now become dominated by trucking operators that want to exploit workers, and they do so basically by employing undocumented immigrants that then allows for them to exploit them, because they know that there are no labor relations that are going to come on board and fight for them, nor is the South African government going to try and intervene to a maximized position. So we are at this particular point in time trying to clamp down in terms of the registered individuals that are operating within the trucking industry, but also trying to ensure that the workers within the industry are protected.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Lwazi Khoza, who is the spokesperson for the Ministry of Transport.